This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. As the tick population continues to explode in the Northeast, cases of Lyme disease continue to grow. It's a big issue in New Hampshire, as we have thousands of cases of Lyme each year, but experts say the number is actually much higher than is ever reported. One reason is the diagnosis for the disease. The tests used are controversial. Beth Daly is with the New England Center for Investigative Reporting and has just published a story on the controversy surrounding testing for Lyme, and she joins us now. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Beth, let's start with an explanation on why there is such controversy around Lyme disease and the diagnosis.
Well, there's a big controversy in Lyme disease over the diagnosis, over treatment, and how long the illness can last. And the tests sort of fit really neatly into this controversy. Many people who are very sick feel they have a chronic form of Lyme disease and may need months or even years of antibiotics to get better. But the mainstream medical establishment does not believe in this sort of definition of Lyme. They believe, for the most part, you get better when you take antibiotics for a month or maybe two. Once people get a negative test result from, you know, the mainstream medical community and they're still sick, they don't have an answer to what ails them, but they might remember tick bite. So they go elsewhere looking for a diagnosis. And often they land with a doctor who may use one of these tests.
There must be a big financial incentive for these private companies to offer this testing.
Well, you know, there is. And I should say it's not like they're all bad tests, but the problem is, the way the system works right now, you know, you have an FDA-approved test or a cleared test, and you get it. It has limitations. The FDA test is by far from perfect. It doesn't capture very many people in the very early stages of the disease, but it does capture people very well as the disease progresses after a few weeks. But we know their limitations, and scientists have vetted that test over and over again in peer-reviewed literature. A lot of these private companies and private labs have developed tests that are proprietary and have not published the peer-review-accepted scientific method. That's how science works, and some of these tests are not doing that. And so the end result is that patients and doctors really just have to trust the lab's word for it.
Yeah, and your story details some cases of conflict of interest.
I do. I mean, it's unfortunate that some of these Lyme testing companies sometimes have testimonials from doctors saying, look, we really trust this test. But one doctor I talked to, a professor at NYU actually, said he really trusted this one test in Philadelphia, which is a very hot test right now that a lot of patients who have Lyme disease or think they have Lyme disease go to. And he said, look, you know, this test is great. I think it's wonderful. And he never told me, and he never told another account he did in the media, that he actually was a paid consultant to the lab. And I only know about it because I had gotten records from the state of New York, which actually is sort of like a gatekeeper to these tests. Most states just let any diagnostic test in, and with some limitations. But New York says, no, we're going to really look at your paperwork and see if your test actually does what you says it does. And this doctor was cited by the state of New York in a lab report back in 2012 that he was working for this lab. So the state of New York, dating back several years, said, listen, we're going to make sure that if any tests are offered to our residents, we're going to make sure that it does what it says it does. And in the last decade, they've rejected seven labs from offering Lyme tests in the state.
And their big fear, obviously, is that people will go and do these tests, get a positive, and start treatment when it's really unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. So a couple of things can happen. One, you may have something completely different than Lyme. You may be really, really sick, but you may not have Lyme disease. You may have maybe another tick-borne disease. There's like, I can't remember, four or five now, a deer tick that's so prevalent here, can deliver anaplasmosis, Ehrlichia, all these different types of. So you may have one of those, and maybe the treatment is not what you need. The other thing is you may have something completely different, and you're being treated through with often months or years of antibiotics that may not actually help you.
It may in the long run actually hurt you.
Yeah, so a long use of antibiotics both hurts society and the patient. I mean, it really does a number on your body. It and also obviously builds up, bugs immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, medical establishment doctors are very cautious about it. But there's actually a twist in that is that a lot of patients, and I know many of them, and they are sick. Trust me, they are really sick. They take antibiotics and they feel better. So what's going on? And no one really knows, right? Is it that they have some other bacterial illness that the antibiotics work, or maybe the antibiotics, which can be anti-inflammatory, are helping them feel better through a different mechanism. So it gets really confusing really quick.
So is there any more research being done into this? Is there research into better testing that can happen to maybe identify Lyme earlier?
Yeah, there's a lot of work being done for tests, and there's lots of effort going on to find different methodologies to test Lyme bacteria, but they haven't hit prime time yet, and they haven't been, one, reproduced or published in peer-reviewed journals that everyone can say, yeah, this actually works better than what we have now. So it puts patients in a really hard place, right? Like, you're being told by the medical establishment, you don't have Lyme, but we don't know what you have. Many of these people are then told, because they're often depressed or anxious, I mean, who wouldn't be? They're often told to go see a psychiatrist. And then they might then say, no, I'm really sick. And then they go seek a second opinion. And that might be with these doctors who will diagnose them with Lyme with very little science behind it, more just their judgment. So I can sort of see the circle very easily, how it would be easy to be diagnosed with Lyme disease because you're so desperate for an answer about what ails you and you want to be cured. And the one thing I did find is talking to doctors who do recommend these tests in patients is that they tend to just trust the tests. They don't ask a lot of questions about it. And that doesn't benefit anyone in the end.